Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carrington?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing good. We kind of wanted to do something a little different. We normally do bi-weekly podcasts, so I thought I'd get a hold of you, and I tried getting a hold of a couple other of the guys to see if we could maybe throw in a little special episode in the week that we don't have our normal episodes up. So,
oh, yeah.
Thankfully, you joined me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't not record. I love doing it too much.
Me too. Me too. And so I think... with this, we're not going to really talk about maybe reviewing games in general. We're going to leave that for when everybody's together. But there's a couple things that I wanted to talk about.
Lay it on me, my man.
All right. So on our website, realdudespodcast.com, I had recently put an article up. And don't judge too hard. It's the first article that I wrote.
First of about, many, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope to make it a regular thing. It's a lot more work than I'd expected it to be. About indie games in general, kind of just, you know, why I love it, why indie games are just so valuable to the market, and kind of the achievements that they've made over the years. And I ended that with a invitation to developers, composers, anyone that's really associated with the indie gaming market to contact us. We'd like to have you on the show. We'd like to interview you or, you know, just come on for discussion. We'd like to talk about the games that you're creating and, you know, just kind of go from there with it. We want to support the community and we want to kind of reach our hand out to them.
And we enjoy talking to people very, very much. So don't hesitate to contact us because we're always open. We're always available most of the time. And we are super flexible with the schedule because we understand that everyone has lives and everyone's busy.
Right. And so with that, we've been trying to reach out to various groups on the internet, indie dev groups, and just different communities that branch into the indie community. Since then, we had got in touch with a couple people that are making a game called Panzer Hearts. I haven't got to look too much into this, but the idea of the game sounds really cool, and I hope I do not butcher this name, because I only talked to them through Facebook messaging. But the guy that sent it to me is Esko Mati Selin.
And, all right.
From what I've seen, it's based in the World War II era. And his description to me is, you build tanks, you date the girls in the factories, and basically you find love and romance within that. Aww. So I thought that sounded... you know, different than what we normally see, because usually you play a game that's World War II era, you're dealing with a lot of the war part that's going on, not so much the romance.
It does sound intriguing for sure. They do have a Facebook on up, facebook.com/PanzerHearts, and Panzer's P-A-N-Z-E-R, Hearts. It definitely looks and sounds intriguing. Definitely would not mind checking it out here in the near future myself. Because when you first presented it to me, I was like, sure. It sounds kind of quirky, but I like quirky.
Yeah. It's different than you know, your typical World War II games that you normally play. The animation, the character design is really cutesy. It looks hand-drawn. And... as far as I know, we don't know what platform it's on yet. I tried getting in contact with them again after work today, but was not able to. But you can also, they have a YouTube channel that you can check out, just kind of the idea of what they're going for. But yeah, be sure to check them out. Hopefully we get to hear more from them and possibly have them on our show in the future. I'd really like to see where they got the idea of developing this game from.
Let's make it happen, Captain.
Oh, yeah. So we discussed we'd like to have more indie developers get in touch with us. Throw us your game. Tell us, you know, what you are making. And hopefully we can get in contact with you.
For sure. Have you on the show. Have a little shout out. And let's have some fun.
So last episode, we had Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards.
Jordan Kling Kong.
Kling Kong.
No, King Klong. I'm sorry. King sorry Kong? About that. Yes. King Klong, yeah.
And he referred to the group Gaming Dads, a community for dads that play games. I went ahead and joined the group. And it kind of at that point made me start thinking, you know, teaching my daughter games, like mm-hmm. how to play them. Now, she's only 6 months, so... we haven't got to that.
Yeah. At 6 months old, does she pay attention, though, to what you play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll sit and watch.
And she doesn't mind?
No, uh-uh. She'll sit and watch for a little bit, and then eventually she'll, you know, throw a fit and get hungry and go take a nap or something. But on top of that, host of Raspy Voice Kids, Brandon Phoenix, sent me a couple audio clips of him doing a interview with his kids about playing Zelda and stuff, and I kind of want to let you guys listen to it here real quick, and then we'll get back into the discussion of gaming with your kids.
All right, Layla, how old are you?
5.
Are you a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Can you tell me what is your favorite part of Zelda?
Defeating all the bosses.
Defeating all the bosses?
Yes.
How do you defeat the bosses?
With weapons.
What kind of weapons?
Swords and hammers.
Well, what do you think is the best sword or hammer to use? Is there more than one sword or more than one hammer?
I know what the best one is.
No. This is for Layla.
Yes, there's more than one sword and more than one hammer.
So what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Well, there is a legendary sword.
Did Layden tell you that? Stop bouncing.
I know where you can find the legendary sword.
I'm asking Layla questions. Layla, do you like playing the game more, or do you like watching other people play it more?
Like watching other people more.
Why do you like watching people play it more?
Because so I can see the things.
Did you know that there are people who actually watch other people play on a streaming service called Twitch? Did you know that?
No.
And the real dudes play on a streaming service called Twitch. Would you watch the real dudes play games on Twitch?
Yes.
Yes. Do you think everybody should watch the real dudes play on Twitch?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. So, if you're not already, watch the real dudes on Twitch.
Okay.
Rock and roll! Now, come here. Come here. What? You're a little dude, but you're still a real dude. Come closer. I need you to tell me, if you're playing Zelda, what are you supposed to take pictures of? Because I don't play the game. Because I don't play Zelda. What are you supposed to take pictures of?
You don't have to take pictures of things, but the things that are scheduled on the list are creatures, equipment, treasures, food, and monsters.
Why do you have to take pictures of that stuff?
You don't have to. It's just scheduled on the list.
What list?
A list.
Is your microphone lit up?
Of things.
And what happens if you don't do it?
You don't have to do it.
What happens if you do it?
I don't know that.
Do you know I can beat up the Incredible Hulk?
You can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah?
No.
I'm better than you at Zelda, right?
No.
I think I could beat him up too.
Okay.
Because,
all right, well.
Doesn't exist.
That's that. I just wanted to share that little bit with the real dudes, let you know that I'm raising a child who one day will be a full-fledged real dude, and maybe he will be a part of your podcast in some capacity or another, because that's the kind of longevity you real dudes really have. Peace.
Thanks, Layla and Layden, for sending us your interviews in. For the record, Layden, I have seen your dad beat up the Incredible Hulk with my own eyes. He also fought off Thor and Iron Man at the same time, so you might not want to underestimate him. So with you guys sending us in your interviews, it made me think about, you know, playing games with my kid and, you know, where do you start with them? It's difficult because for me, I personally thought, well, maybe I should start them on the games that I played growing up. Start him on Rampage, Super Mario, Mega Man. You know,
yeah.
Do you start him there, or do you start him with like games with that are now? Being released today? You do?
See, here's the thing. So I don't have kids. So, but I was thinking, like, my dad, he would play Mario and I would watch him. And then he said he came home one day and I was playing Mario, right? You know, and that's just how it got started for me personally. And, you know, I had a little brother eventually, you know, then I taught him how to play. And then when my sister was born, I taught her how to play. You know, I was 5 years old, right, when she was born. But I probably, you know, didn't really teach her till she got older, of course, but
I was just, the world. Here's just,
jumping right into it.
Yeah.
But I've thought about this a lot, and I've read about this online a little bit. And what some dads have done is just start them off with games that they grew up with first, and then not allow their children to see the like newer games, and kind of teach them, you know, the basics of gaming and stuff like that from the beginning, and slowly introducing them to the newer stuff as they get older. So like starting off with something like Super Mario Brothers on the NES, mm-hmm, and then, you know, eventually graduate them to the Super Nintendo era, then N64. So that way they have an appreciation for the older stuff. And then when they get to the newer stuff, you know, they're competent. They can think for themselves. Because at that point you don't really have to hold their hands, so to speak.
Right.
Because I think that's one thing that generation of gaming that you and I grew up with taught, mm-hmm, us to really think for ourselves and think outside the box. And a lot of games today, and a lot of gamers' opinions, there's way too much hand-holding going on. And so I think that is something that we right now, that our generation has a good hand on when it comes to gaming, if, yeah, we are gamers, is that we prefer games with little to no tutorial and take away the hand-holding aspect, because it bothers us. And I think it's, yeah, because we didn't have tutorials growing up. We had an instruction manual, and if we had trouble, we'd go to the instruction manual and then go from there.
Or call Nintendo.
Yeah, or call Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that too, like, because for me, I personally would kind of want to start her on something older. You know, start with a game maybe that I enjoyed playing growing up, and then kind of move her on to playing more recent games that I enjoy playing. Which made me go to think about, you know, at that age, being that young, did you really care about, you know, graphics and stuff like that?
I know. Like, even when I got older to, say, you know, the N64 era, I went with an N64, not a PS1, not because, right, because the PS1 games looked better than an N64 and they ran better, but, mm-hmm, I got an N64 because the games that were there were more fun.
Right. And I was thinking about a friend who, you know, he collects video games. He's got SNES, NES, Sega, PlayStation, all the way up to, you know, PS4. And he plays with his son, and I was over one night, and I think we were playing Marvel vs. Capcom or something. And his son just wanted to play a Monster Truck game on the PS1. And I was thinking, well, I mean, controls are real janky, the graphics are awful, and we got this real, like, this fun, flowy game of Marvel vs. Capcom going on with superheroes and fast-paced action, and You know, great graphics and sound and audio and everything, but he just wanted to play this monster truck game because he loves monster trucks, and that's what was more important to him as opposed to graphics. And that stood out to me as a gamer and me thinking like, oh, well, what if my daughter just wants to, you know, just play something on Super NES because that's what she loves as opposed to playing Minecraft or Mario Kart or something like that.
I think so, when you're a kid, that's all you care about is something that's fun. Even if games, quote, look better, I don't think that comes into play till they hit their teenage years. But that's just from experience and from what I've seen.
Yeah. That's how it was for me as well. I enjoyed playing games that were fun. I didn't care about the graphics at the time. I didn't care about the sound. I didn't really care about the controls. I just, if it had something that caught my interest that I thought was cool, even if I had to play the same level over and over again, that's what I went for.
Agreed. And, you know, just thinking about it, like, I can't wait to have a kid and bring them up and teach them about, you know, gaming and games and, you know, as they get older, how important other things are, like a good storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, that is important. How would you feel if they didn't have interest in video games?
That would crush my heart. It's like, to me, that would be like saying, I don't like Star Wars. Like, that's a deal breaker. Like, I don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah, I think that would be difficult too. I mean, I'm sure there's other ways. There's obviously other things that you can click with, but between music and gaming, those are two of the, you know, at least one of them I would want to bond with my kid.
Of course.
One or the other. Both would be amazing. I don't know if my wife would appreciate, you know, them diving into games at such a young age, but for me, I think it would be definitely a cool thing for us to bond over.
Oh, no doubt. And that's how I feel like you might even now tell me and my dad will bond, is talk about gaming and sports and music and other, you know, other interests as well. But gaming was that first interest, you know, at such a young age that we have together.
Yeah, I think that kind of went for the same with my dad as well. I mean, we used to fish and do other things together. But I remember the first day that we brought home a PS1 and we had Jet Moto, and I think he was more addicted to that game than I was. I don't know if you ever played that, but it's basically like jet skiing, but not in water. Sometimes you'd be in water, but not always in water.
Interesting. And it sounds very familiar, actually.
Yeah. It's weird now that you think about it, because like my dad played games when I was younger, and then I even remember waking up early in the morning at my grandparents and seeing my grandpa playing Descent.
And that's awesome.
And I always claim, like, you know, he is the one that turned me on to video games.
Mm-hmm.
He played Descent. He loved Age of Empires. He loved Rome, Total War. Definitely my foundation to video games.
See, for me growing up, it was all about simulators because my dad was a huge simulator guy. So flight simulators or racing simulators, as well as Command and Conquer and anything Star Wars related. I mean, anything. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, as a kid, I didn't really play a whole lot. I enjoyed more watching my dad play them than me playing them myself. I mean, I played them too, but I got more enjoyment out of watching my dad play it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I was too. So, I don't know. That's just, I kind of thought about that today. I was like, maybe we should talk about that on the show. So
I like this. Maybe we should do this more often.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm glad that you were able to join me tonight. We want to keep it a short episode. We're going to try to do this every other week, I guess. Weeks that we aren't recording the regular episodes.
Yeah, so our, quote, off weeks, unquote.
Yeah. So also, if you're a dad and you're on Facebook and you play video games, join Gaming Dads on Facebook. I'm a part of the group now, and they seem like to be a really great bunch of dads and gaming nerds. So we all have that in common. If you're an indie developer, email us at realdudespod@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And maybe we can get in touch, have you on the show. We can chat about your game and whatnot. And be sure to follow us at realdudes_pod on Twitter, realdudespod Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
And our website, www.realdudespodcast.com, where you can find Kyle's new article under Real Thoughts. That's where our blog is.
Oh, yeah. The best article you will ever read.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah.
My name is Kyle, and this is Carrington, and we all hope that you have a rad day.
Yeah. The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.